You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate our St. Prince Vladimir, one of the greatest figures in Russian Orthodox history. He is really the one who is responsible for the conversion of the Russian people, the baptism of Kiev and all of Kievan Rus. And it's from there that the missionaries went out and baptized the whole Russian land. And it's interesting because, as on the feast of Saints Constantine and Helen, you have these readings which are a combination of the readings for the apostles, which is what we heard in the epistle, and this reading from John, which is the reading that we hear read in honor of Holy Hierarchs. St. Vladimir, of course, was a king. He wasn't a bishop. He wasn't a priest. And yet, what he did was he introduced to the Russian people that Byzantine system, which was an attempted continuation of that ancient Hebrew system of the royal priesthood and of a sacred monarchy. As you know, the Russian Tsars and the Byzantine emperors before them received communion at the altar of the priests. And one of the important things to remember that Americans that we seldom understand is that in a system of sacred priesthood, of sacred monarchy, the monarch is a sacrament of Christ's rule. He's a sacrament of Christ's kingship. Monarchy is not just a political office. It's one that has an extremely important theological and spiritual dimension. With Vladimir in approaching Christianity and becoming a Christian king, knew that he would be responsible but not only for the material welfare of his people, but for their spiritual welfare, for their salvation. And in him, the whole nation was recapitulated. So it is in sacred monarchy. The king not only stands in the center of the people as the recapitulation of the whole people before God, bearing responsibility for them before God, bearing responsibility both for the material and for the spiritual. But he stands also before the people as the icon of Christ, who is the King of Glory, ruling in the midst of his people. And so this double iconic character of sacred kingship is one of the most important things, I think, that as Orthodox Christians we can take away. Now, this was severely limited by Peter the First, and it was obliterated by the communists. But maybe it will be restored. Let us hope, because this is the. Not, it's not just the Russian idea. This is the Orthodox Christian idea of a society which has as its heart a single unified monarch who is an icon. And who bears that responsibility before God, an icon of Christ's rulership of his people and of his rule, not just spiritually, but materially over all the earth, caring for his people, caring for their salvation as well as their spiritual, as well as their physical lives. So, as we think about St. Vladimir today, think about this aspect of that which he introduced to the Russian people, which he carried over from Byzantium. As Americans, this doesn't seem necessarily relevant to us in our own kind of political system. But as Orthodox Christians, one of the things that is at the heart and the soul, and has been since the time of Constantine, of the Orthodox Church, is the sacrament of sacred monarchy, which is which images and manifests. Because what Christian has not dreamed of a Christian society, of a Christian society in which the gospel rules, in which our Lord Jesus Christ rules, in a spirit of love, and knowing that in Jesus Christ alone is there true justice. In Jesus Christ alone is there true righteousness. In Jesus Christ alone is salvation. Would that our society also embrace such a vision of our salvation and of a common striving together for that salvation, and striving not only for our own individual salvation, but for the salvation of one another.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.